When Erica Kirk came in as leader, I don't even know how to explain it. The vibe just shifted, like, instantly. And then she starts bringing in all these new people, total unknowns. No social media, no LinkedIn, no nothing. It's like they just appeared. Everyone in the office is joking, well, half joking, that they're all spooks. And honestly, it fits.
So there's a new TPUSA whistleblower and telling everybody that the TPUSA is being infiltrated by Mossad agents. Now, we already know that there was Mossad inside TPUSA. I think the whole organization was some kind of psyop, and Charlie had just figured that out, which is why they got rid of him. This is a big reason why they got rid of him. He realized he was being played by the pastors that were in bed with the Zionists and Mossad, and he was being played by Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu. He's being played. And he realized that the people around him weren't what they... He was living in a Truman Show, and that's why they killed him, and that's why the people who were surrounding him are now covering up the investigation into who actually killed him. But let's remember, here's one of the original whistleblowers after Charlie's death telling you that they're infiltrated by the Mossad.
My name is Joshua Peterson. I'm a former representative for Turning Point USA, and I have a story to tell about when I was at training at Turning Point. So the first couple nights went, as you would expect, it's pretty long and strenuous work. We were being trained very vigorously. And after the first few days, we were told that we were going to have some group time. And the first thing that I thought about that was, that's going to be awesome. We get a group bond and stuff like that. And I get to hang out with my leader. However, this was not the case. We were going to be going out with our former representatives that had shown up from previous years and had been at training in previous years. And they were going to be the ones that were going to show us around the city. So I get paired up with these two specific people who I cannot name currently, but they take us out. And the first thing that I found very odd about, you know, this Christian conservative company is they rented two stripper vans to take us out to the city. No strippers, but it was like there were stripper poles inside the vans. Very odd, very unlike, you know, their values, but okay. And then once we got down to the bars in Arizona, they started getting us drunk. The former reps were, and very drunk at that. And then they started singling out people, and they would pull them out one by one to go outside and smoke like a cigarette. Now, when it was finally my turn to go and talk to them, they approached me and they asked me, "Hey, what are your views on Israel?" And I just told them, you know, I think Israel's a good country. At the time, I thought so, at least. And they told me, okay, well, what do you think about, like, you know, Mossad and, like, Israeli forces? And I was like, they're all right. Like, yeah. And they were like, what if we told you we're part of, like, Israeli groups and forces? And I was like, oh, that's interesting. And I'm like, and you work for Turning Point, right? And they were like, yeah, we do. We've been working for Turning Point for the past 4 or 5 years now. Now, at the time, I did not know if the company knew of this. I did not know if they were infiltrating the company by any means, but they were Israeli agents within Turning Point USA, and I knew that there were more as well, and there was many more of them in Turning Point. And it was a very concerning thing for me and a couple other representatives that we noticed. And we did end up bringing it up to our administration at Turning Point that this was going on, and they said they would take care of it. And sure enough, nothing was done about it. There was absolutely zero retaliation towards those representatives that were a part of Israel, and there was nothing. And that was very disappointing to see, and honestly a huge red flag for a lot of us.
So now there's a new one. Now there's a new with the TPUSA whistleblower who revealed that Erica Kirk would threaten Mossad doesn't sleep seems to have more credibility than ever after the video of TPUSA firing has been leaked. The culture of paranoia described by the whistleblower is clearly evident at TPUSA. So here's the whistleblower, and let's watch.
When Erica Kirk came in as leader, I don't even know how to explain it. The vibe just shifted, like, instantly. And then she starts bringing in all these new people, total unknowns. No social media, no LinkedIn, no nothing. It's like they just appeared. Everyone in the office is joking, well, half joking, that they're all spooks. And honestly, it fits. So people start digging around just to see who we're really working with. And it gets creepy fast. Her mom works for some Israeli defense firm, something to do with missile systems, like the Iron Dome level stuff. Her dad literally wrote the book about how to integrate private companies into the intelligence community. And Erica, she loves to brag about her connections. She'll say stuff in meetings like, if I want to know something about someone, I can have it by morning. Mossad doesn't sleep. Then she'll flash that megawatt smile like she's joking. But she's not. Everyone knows she's not. Does she actually work for them? I mean, yeah, everyone thinks so. She's hinted at it herself. And now, the whole office feels wired. Slack channels are dead. People don't say what they're thinking anymore. Everyone's paranoid, like the walls are listening. Maybe they are.
So, that guy seems way more credible today than ever. And they just fired 40 people in a mass firing over at TPUSA. And so,
her family? Erica's family?
Erica's family. So I thought they were her family.
Her family when she was growing a human baby, a human inside of
a
me.
A human.
I grew a human baby in me. Me, Erica Kirk, human.
And yet not one true friend will step up and tell her, don't wear that spangly leotard anywhere outdoors. Just don't.
Oh, they're probably gone now.
Yeah.
What friends? I think the bitch is a clone. I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah, I hear you. I honestly would not surprise me.
Because I understand how there's two of them. And one's from 75 and moved here from Brazil, from Germany in the 50s. And then around the time the boys from Brazil came out. I mean, that's insane. They look, identical almost.
I don't know. That Erica says the Mossad never sleeps. Like, she's the type of person that would say stuff like that.
I've never even heard that as a joke about the Mossad from someone. I mean, I've never heard that from Israelis. I do. I've never heard anyone say that before. But I was never in Mossad myself.
I was never in Mossad either.